best moment you ever know.
This is Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center at St. Vrain Valley Schools.
Estás escuchando Tech Talks con KGNU de parte de estudiantes del Innovation Center en las escuelas St. Vrain Valley.
Today, we will conclude our three-part series with IDEO. We will be talking to them about how they've used modern technology to change outdated projects. With how quickly technology is moving, are there times where you guys have gone back to projects or solutions and looked for like a different way to do it with something new that's come out? You're like, oh, that could actually do this job better in this place.
I think, you know, one of the areas that we focus on heavily is design for learning. So technology in schools and how kids are using technology is one area we really try to improve constantly. And that is a never-ending thing, and it's a constant iteration, and you have to be really comfortable with constantly sort of building things for change and building things to adapt to one individual's personal needs, and that is really different than the student sitting next to them. So we sort of try to build things in that very personalized way so that it can adapt to one particular student or user. One project in particular that I'm thinking of is we were designing an app for first-generation college goers to send them important information like when to apply to a FAFSA and how to find it and all of these things that are super intimidating for a college kid for the first time. And this app, the first, you know, iteration of it, we got it out into the hands of a couple hundred students, and, you know, it came back that it wasn't nearly as cool as things like Snapchat and things that are far more social. And so we had to really take that to heart and redesign the user experience to be a lot more engaging and pull, like, more relevant content for that student and not just sort of, like, the critical elements. And so that was a tough moment where we had to go back to the client and say, hey, the direction we were heading in, we now learned a lot more, and we need to kind of pivot, and it's going to be worth it, but we got to backtrack a little bit.
This is such a great example, and I think what happens often for us is now that question, with technology, particularly in the space of apps, do we add one, or do we use one that already exists? I love the conversation that we just had here at the Innovation Center in St. Vrain, where some of the students said, let's not build a new app. There are plenty of social media platforms out there that we could use to communicate what we do at the Innovation Center. So let's have a YouTube channel. Let's do something on Facebook. Let's think about how can we have a Snapchat filter for us, et cetera. So I love that thinking of saying, well, what's already there that we can use purposefully and with a certain intent in order to actually communicate and or do whatever we're trying to do? And when does it make sense to actually design something new? When you asked that question, it actually made me think of my diploma thesis. That was my final piece in grad school that I did 10 years ago. And I designed an early warning system for emergency situations, specifically for earthquakes. That's very timely now that I live in San Francisco. At the time, I lived in Germany and researched San Francisco and learned a lot about earthquakes and the potential for that to happen. The technology of self-organizing networks was really hot back then. It still is pretty interesting, right, in computer sciences, that you could, like, deploy a network somewhere and it would self-establish. We really wanted to make that usable, and so we decided to design a device. So that's a thing that you put into your socket, essentially, at your wall, and the net thing deploys. So it was a whole design project around that product. But if I look back at it, that thing just should be included in your telephone, right? It makes no sense for that to actually sit at your wall in your apartment where you might not be when it needs to warn you. But at the time, our thinking wasn't quite that evolved yet, right? Yeah. So looking back, I think oftentimes you find that you might have thought of a solution that might solve the problem, but might not exactly leverage all the other technologies that are out there. And that is, again, kind of that same challenge. If you need to really know what's going on in order to be able to say, oh, this is something that we could use, right? Or that's something that we could use to actually be really nimble in your design.
You've been listening to Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center.
Una vez más, estuviste escuchando Tech Talks on KGNU con estudiantes del Innovation Center.